Welcome to Precinct Omega Weekly Miniatures News, where we round up new releases from the last week in the miniatures wargaming world, and take 15 minutes to expand on a topic relevant to the miniatures wargaming world and inspired by this week's releases. Kurasan Miniatures has two new 28mm releases. One is the first in their new Modern Alternatives range, which is basically Punisher with a minigun. The other is a Felid in power armour, basically a Tiger Man with a laser. Speaking of sci-fi, in a more grimdark vein, there are three other companies with releases this last week. RTLW has new releases in their Starborn Ancients range, the Bone Chanter, the Legendary Outcast, and the Outcast's Reconnoiter team. Puppets War have expanded their 28mm sci-fi grimdark heroic scale range with a selection of conquistador themed heads and a range of thematic two-handed power weapons. Meanwhile, in Australia, Victoria Miniatures has added a pack of five bandolier torsos to their own sci-fi grimdark range. In the vein of grimdark sci-fi, but on a smaller scale, Vanguard Miniatures has added to their 6mm Novan Regulars range. This is a sort of a regular infantry army in their selection, and they've added eight new designs of tank or IFV. Staying with sci-fi, but moving on to look at scenery and terrain, Miniature Scenery have produced three new designs of 28mm sci-fi civilian utility vehicle. These are MDF laser cut kits. And speaking of laser cut MDF, Uncertain Scenery has added several new sci-fi scenery boards to their 28mm laser cut MDF range, including the Mega Motorway and the Mech Repair Bay. Still on scenery in another way, Micro Art Studios has added 200mm round bases to their range of sculpted scenic bases, one in the jungle range and one in the highway range. Providing a suitable bridge between science fiction and historical miniatures gaming, Brigade Models has added to their Aeronef range with a new Ottoman battlecruiser, the Sultan Selim. And more or less at the same time, they have released a set of 1/700 scale coastal forts pack, so that's exactly the right scale you need for your Aeronef gaming. Turning to historical releases, Wargames Atlantic have opened pre-orders for their new set of Great War Germans. These are a 28mm plastic range. A single box makes up to 30 miniatures, a much looked for range. Also on the historical side of things, but going backwards in time, Eagle Figures have added three 28mm mounted French gendarmes to their Napoleonic range in white metal. Meanwhile, V&V Miniatures have also added some mounted figures, in this case, four new mounted Crusader Knights in 28mm, and three new resin Crusader horses to go along with them. If you're interested in cavalry, you might also like to know that Lasercast has added new skirmish cavalry movement trays to their range. Worth noting that they seem to do their laser cutting in pine board rather than MDF if you're concerned about the risks of MDF. Leaping forward to the 20th century, Plastic Soldier Company has added to their 20mm range with an SDKFZ 250 Neu Half Track, a German vehicle about which I know next to nothing. It's a light week for fantasy releases, but at the front of the queue from Legends of Signum comes a 28mm merman warrior called Istri, Soldier of the Underwater Empire. Alternative Armies, meanwhile, have added to their 28mm fantasy Japan range with Jigoku, the Giant Oni, a full 100mm tall and a solid piece of metal, I believe. Also to Alternative Armies, they have added the Sekoth Guardian Demons set of six demon warriors. Then some quirky releases this week, acknowledging the lockdown situation and the COVID crisis. Reaper Miniatures have released two new Mocking Beasts. That's mimics to everybody else. Both with a toilet roll theme. And along the same theme, Foxbox has released two new 28mm goblins, the first of which is Lou Rolls, the Hoarder. The other one, less relevantly, is Squash Buckler, the Goblin Pirate. Speaking of quirky, Statuesque Miniatures has added to their Left at the Bottom of the Garden range a new Hoodie Crow. If you want your crow to have something to eat, Bad Squiddo Games has released a new basing kit for 28mm-ish bases, but this is a Bugs basing kit containing 93 separate Bugs and Insects miniatures. Pretty creepy. In addition to those, Bad Squiddo has also released two new wings, 28mm scale wings, one with an angelic theme, one, appropriately, with a demonic theme. And to finish things off, we've got three new scenery sets. The first comes from Tabletop Art and represents a 28mm adventurer's camp set. That means four camp beds and a campfire. That nice little set contrasts with the much larger new camp set from Footsore America. This is to support their Mortal Gods range. And as such, it's a rather larger affair that contains lots of sacks and crates and bowls, as well as a couple of covered areas, very suitable for a Bronze Age or low fantasy setting. And along the same lines, Galadoria Games has released a City Dock Elevation Kit, that is, the walkways out over the water, and that can even come pre-painted. And that's the end of this week's news. What I plan to do every week, if I can, then, is to record the news that you've just heard in pretty much the format that you've just heard it. I will try and theme it along releases that are science fiction or fantasy or historical or scenery, and I'll try and make the pieces roughly linked together. Won't always be in that order. It'll be in whatever order seems to make sense depending on what's been released that week. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm favouring one particular genre over another, even though, if you know me, I obviously do. But what I really want to do after I finish the news is take some time out to talk about something that's come up, or perhaps something that hasn't come up but perhaps should have done. And I'm going to kind of touch upon a few of those things now, to sort of deal in the first episode with some obvious questions. So the first thing I want to talk about is what I'm not going to include in the news. Now, I go to one place for all of my tabletop gaming news, and that is a blog called Tabletop Fix. It's ttfix, F-I-X, .blogspot.com, and it is literally the only website that I have bookmarked on the homepage of my phone, because I go there two or three times a day just to stay up to speed with what is coming out in the miniatures wargaming world. But I don't pull absolutely everything off TTFix, and I'll explain some of the things I don't do. So I've got a list here of things that I'm not going to include in the news at the moment. Now, all of these things are open to negotiation. If circumstances change, if there's a real demand, I might change this. But first thing is, I'm not going to report on miniatures that are designed primarily for display purposes. So we're talking about large scale, 1/6 scale, 72, 75 millimeter, 90 millimeter size miniatures. They're all beautiful. I mean, some manufacturers out there just absolutely fantastic. But this is a Wargaming Miniatures podcast. If you're interested in those things, you can go find your own. There are some lovely ranges out there. It's not my place here to tell you what they are. So if a miniature looks like it's primarily intended to be painted up, stuck on a shelf or in a cabinet and never touched again, I'll not be reporting on it. I won't be reporting on board games or role-playing games, even if they have a strong miniatures component, even if there are miniatures to support them, except where those miniatures are a standalone product in their own right. So if you've got to buy a £100 giant box of card and paper and miniatures to get the miniatures, I'm not going to report on it. If, on the other hand, there is a separate box that contains basically just miniatures, things like Imperial Assault, good example, Star Wars Imperial Assault's not in production anymore, Fantasy Flight Games have canned it, but I wouldn't have reported on the release of a box that had cards and tiles and scenery as well as miniatures, but I would report on the miniatures releases themselves. What else? Kickstarters. Yeah, I'm not going to be reporting on Kickstarters, whether they're starting, whether they're finishing, whether they're nearly finishing. See, the thing with Kickstarters is there are so damn many of them. I mean, I could do a whole podcast just on new Kickstarters starting every week. And the fact is, I mean, having followed Kickstarter for a long time, having backed a lot of things on Kickstarter, or at the very least thought hard about backing something on Kickstarter, so many Kickstarter projects, they come and they go and you basically never hear from them again. And if they are successful enough that you do hear from them again, then they'll become news because something will have a retail release and then I can actually report on it. And it's worth reporting on that because that means it's a product that's got a retail presence. Chances are it's going to be sticking around for a while, so we're in a good place. Okay, so no Kickstarters. Next one. Forthcoming releases and previews. Now, a lot of companies release sort of sneak peeks. They release concept art or greens or new sculpts or pictures of stuff that isn't in production yet. I'm not going to report on that. Simply, well, partly because when you're hearing about it on this podcast, what I hope you're going to want to do, if it's something of interest, is to go and look at their website. And when you see it on their website, you're going to want to see it available to buy. Because if it's piqued your interest, you're going to want to go, well, how much is it? And where do I get it? And when can I have it in front of me? So previews and that kind of stuff is totally unhelpful. Because we don't know whether it's going to be days, weeks, months, or even years until we actually see the thing for retail. So previews, sneak peeks, and forthcoming releases, I'm not going to touch them. Other thing that I'm not going to touch might be slightly more controversial, which is 3D print only releases. So if somebody's releasing STLs or other 3D printable files that you need a 3D printer or access to a 3D printer to actually get the miniatures, I'm not going to report on that. Similar reason to the Kickstarter, there are so damn many of them out there now. I mean, anybody who can find their way around Blender is starting to design and release their own miniatures, which means that little 3D design companies are popping up all over the place. They don't seem to me to have much staying power. I certainly can't speak with any confidence about the quality of what you're getting. So much of it depends upon either your printer or your ability to use the printer. I'm not a 3D print expert. I don't own a printer. I don't feel comfortable reporting on this stuff. So doesn't matter to me how beautiful these 3D designs are. I'm not going to be reporting on them. So as the theme for this sort of 15-minute review is what this podcast is trying to do. And that is two things, really. The first is to do with the news. So that cut of news, which is going to be sort of 5, maybe 10 minutes, but I'd be surprised if it goes that long, of new things that are coming out from small companies. What counts as a small company these days is a little bit tricky. Once I would have said anything but Games Workshop. And then maybe later I would have said anything but Games Workshop or Privateer Press. At some point, maybe Corvus Belli Fantasy Flight Games would have started rolling in with that. But listen, For the purposes of this podcast, I am not going to report on Games Workshop releases unless there's something I just can't not talk about. Games Workshop have got control of such a vast chunk of this market, they don't need the extra publicity. If you're into Games Workshop stuff, you're all going to be already going to be aware of what they're releasing. And if you're not into it, you don't need to hear it from me. So whilst I've got nothing against Games Workshop specifically, not anymore anyway, I'm not going to be reporting on Games Workshop releases. I will, however, be reporting on Privateer Press releases, Corvus Belli releases, and some Fantasy Flight Games releases as well, particularly around Star Wars Legion. Why have I rolled those back in? Well, partly because I think it's a bit unfair to roll them in with Games Workshop. Privateer Press and Corvus Belli in particular are miniatures games companies. They are big names in our hobby, but compared to Games Workshop, they are still commercially tiny enterprises. They employ maybe a dozen people at most directly. And so I think it's still fair to consider them to be small enterprises who deserve the support of the wider wargaming community because they're still trying to do something interesting, something new and challenging in the market. My big interest, of course, is in the smaller companies that are easier to get overlooked. So if I'm pushed for time, I'm more likely to bump news from Corvus Belli or Privateer Press or their ilk than I am to report on, to exclude news from a smaller operation, particularly 1-2 person operations. What else? Oh yes, so that's the first point of the podcast is to draw people's attention to the huge range of different miniatures wargaming enterprises there are out there. The enormous selection of miniatures and the endless options and alternatives that are out there for people who are interested in collecting, painting, and playing games with toy soldiers, which is, at the end of the day, what we're all about. The second purpose for the podcast is this second half of the podcast, which is why I want to keep the news quite short and punchy, because I'm hoping that this part of the podcast is what's going to get people coming back. So I have in mind a number of topics that I'm really looking forward to touching upon, but I am going to make sure that they have some kind of relevance to the subject, or the subjects, I should say, of the previous newscast. So just by way of example, in this last newscast, one of the things that we talked about were a couple of releases inspired by coronavirus. And I would like to have a theme at some point about how art imitates life, about how miniatures wargaming reflects upon the circumstances in the world around us, and reflects circumstances in the world around us. So that's one thing I'd like to talk about. Another thing that came up today is a number of companies producing what I call grimdark science fiction. And when I say grimdark science fiction, I hope you all know what I mean. What I mean is that their miniatures are riffing on the aesthetic made popular by Games Workshop's Warhammer 40,000 range of games. And I think it is a moderately controversial topic that there are a lot of companies out there that do make money riffing on the aesthetic popularised by Games Workshop. And I know that there are some strong feelings out there about people who either love the fact that they're doing that or hate the fact that they're doing that. And I'd love to talk about that in more detail. So that's just two examples of things that I would really like to use this second half of the podcast to expand upon. And this second half, the first half of the podcast, is fairly scripted. You know, I've got a list of things that I'm going to talk about and I knock them out one by one. This second half is largely unscripted. It's off the top of my head. I've got some notes, I've got some ideas about what I'm going to talk about. But broadly, it's just going to be me addressing the microphone and pushing it through to you guys to see what you think. So I'm not going to keep you around this time. I mean, we're well into the podcast and it's probably time to wrap up this first one. I'm going to try and do this every week. And the idea is, in the big picture, that every week it will be news followed by comment. But every 4 or 5 weeks, what I would love to have is a guest join me on the podcast. And I've got a number of people who've already said they'd like to be guests. There's a number of people I'd love to reach out to and invite to be guests. And what I'd really like guests for, and it could be anyone. If you're listening to this, it doesn't have to be somebody who you know is working in the industry or is some kind of name or designer or working for a company. I really don't mind. If you've just got a table covered with paint and half-built miniatures like me, you would be very welcome. Reach out, let me know if you'd like to come on podcast. But what I would like is somebody who's listened to all the previous podcasts of that month to join me once a month who disagrees with a position that I have expressed about the industry in the previous few weeks, or doesn't have to necessarily disagree, but has a different angle on it that you'd like to talk through. So that's what I'd like, is somebody to come on and take issue with something that I've said or some of the things that I've proposed. So for example, based on this week's one, you might say, well, I really think you ought to give these 3D designers more time and more airspace because they deserve your attention. Or I really think you ought to talk about Kickstarters because, or I think you really ought to include news from Games Workshop and this is why. Whatever it might be, something that you take issue with that you'd like to expand on more, come on as my guest. We'll chat for 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes, but no more than that. And that will be the podcast about once a month. I'm going to try and do a podcast every week. But I'm not going to die in a ditch over getting that special podcast done every month. If I've got a good guest who wants to come on, we'll do it. If nobody's shown any interest, I'll just move on and do a regular show. Right, that's everything I've got to say this week. Thank you for joining me for this first Precinct Omega Wargaming Miniatures News. And I will speak to you again, I hope, next week.